The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
A little local flavor there. Famous Friends. Who's the singer, Brian?
That's Chris Young.
That's right.
Was he singing Oakland about High us School. There, right? Famous Friends in Rutherford County, you probably
no,
never heard
he
of.
Wasn't.
He was singing about us.
I don't
us.
Think he's ever heard of us, really.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think?
He knows my daughter. She went to school with him.
Oh, wow.
Sang in the chorus with him.
How nice.
Yeah. So he comes by the house every once in a while.
Oh, wow.
Says hi. No, I'm kidding. Don't want to lie to the people. Good morning, everyone. Guess what? It's the Wake Up Crew, and you know what day it is. It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll. Yabba-dabba-doo.
All right, our graduation week continues. Next week is TSSAA Spring Fling in Rutherford County, Memorial Day in 10 days, and the last full day of school is in 13 days. That would be May 28th. Then you got to go two more days after Memorial Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then May 30th is a half day.
Yep, you're off on that Thursday. So no school Monday, Thursday, and half day Friday. You're done.
Yeah, you're off a half another day. It's the day in the middle that, you know, that's got teachers, you know. They probably already have their desk up by then anyway. They use the kids on the last day, last full day of school, or the half day to get the desk all straightened up for the janitor to come and do the floors.
Do they put all the desk in like one side or something?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That way
they... No, at our school, we did it. We put them on the outside in the hallway.
Mm.
They do all the classrooms, and they put the stuff back, and then they do the hallways last.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Jimmy Swader, say hello to Jimmy Swader out there if he's listening. He's the head janitor at, well, custodian, I guess you'd call it. But does a great job. Good guy.
Out at Wilson. Well, that's cool. And I guess their summers are pretty busy, aren't they?
Pretty busy. I bought them an extra stripper. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, not the machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as a principal, I didn't go out and buy him strippers, but I bought him an extra stripper to strip the floors. Yeah, and so he gets it done. I always wanted to try to be through before the teachers came back. Although some teachers came back a week after school was out, you know, can't keep them out of there. They're dedicated. It's TSSAA Spring Fling is next week, and we're looking forward to that. We'll be doing some games hopefully, and. Our whole schedule gets bushwhacked because we have the Spring Fling, whatever you call it.
Spring Fling HQ.
Yeah, HQ. They tell you all about what's going on and all the winners and that kind of thing, keep you up to date with scores. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Our very own Chris, what's his name?
Chip Walters?
Chip Walters. Why did I say Chris? Oh, I was thinking of Chris Young.
Oh.
That's why. Yeah, our very own Chip Walters will be there. And he's got another host there too, I think, as well, doesn't he?
I don't know how
you're not
doing
helping
it this
me
year.
Out at all, are you on this?
Well,
okay.
I don't.
They usually have two people, you know, him and somebody from the TSSAA usually, or somebody.
Yeah, they do a lot of interviews and things like that too. So
it's good stuff, good radio. So you know you can pay attention. It may preempt some of our shows from time to time.
Yeah, especially afternoons.
After 10, usually, isn't it?
In between games and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very fluid schedule. And then you have rain delays and mess like that, so.
Shut up.
Last year was the worst year for that.
You know, this old leg of mine, it's getting where I can't walk that sports com anymore like I used to.
This little leg of mine.
Well, I hate rain delays at sports com. Oh, they're the worst. Jeez. Now I'm getting depressed about the whole thing. But
well, at least we're inside.
They'll have track and field out there.
Yeah, the Dean Hayes Track and Soccer
Baseball
Complex.
Baseball and softball's going on. Softball's at Sportscom, right?
Baseball's or at McKnight. Multiple sites. Yeah, McKnight.
And baseball's at multiple sites, yeah. And that is really a burden on you because you have to do a lot of calling and making sure that, you know, you got a spot there.
Yeah. Soccer, of course, over.
You know, they pushed us to the outside at Siegel one year because we had so many baseball team coverage. You know, they had the radio.
Yeah.
And we very graciously said we would be the ones to go outside.
Yeah, and we melted.
Yeah, we're not doing that this year. Yeah. All right, we've got weather to take a look at, and we'll be right back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms are possible in the area today, mainly before noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Lows drop to 67. And then any storms end early on Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
On Thursday night, the Denver Nuggets forced a Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals with a 119-107 win over Oklahoma City. Nikola Jokic, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. Jamal Murray added 25. Game 7 on Sunday at Oklahoma City at 3:30 Eastern. In Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Winnipeg Jets shut out the Dallas Stars 4-0. Dallas still leads the series 3-2 and will host Game 6 on Saturday. Earlier Thursday, the Carolina Hurricanes won at Washington 3-1 to win the series 4-1 and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Baseball Thursday night, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Athletics 19-2. Shohei Ohtani, 2 home runs, 6 RBI. He's now tied for the Major League lead with 15 homers. In round one of the PGA Championship, Jonathan Vegas has a 2-shot lead after shooting a 7-under-64.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 after the hour, and you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big GTV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. And we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Stay current with the Plugged In podcast from MTE. Hear expert interviews and EV news at mte.com/pluggedin. That's PLUGGEDIN. Cute little name.
Plugged In.
Okay.
Plugged In.
We're here on a Friday, and we're getting ready to get out of school here, folks. We're just 2 weeks away from that. And this is May 16th. This is episode 1659.
Wow.
Well, we're going to go to the 2000 mark. How long will it take us to get to the 2000 mark? 2 years?
I don't know.
More than that, maybe.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. How many weekdays are in a year?
Well, I don't know. Don't go to the computer and try to find out, please.
Why?
Because we're doing a radio show.
Well, it's a very popular question, so it popped up. 260 days. Maybe 262.
Weekdays. Depends
on the calendar. Weekdays.
So you count the weekends, it's, you know.
So about this time next year.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe before.
I'm sure we'll celebrate our 2000th like we've celebrated the 1000th. Longer than that.
We're 400 away, yeah. So
yeah, yeah.
A couple of years.
Yeah, I'd say that's good ways.
Yeah, this past Wednesday was my 18th anniversary of being back here full time.
Oh, you didn't get my present?
No, I didn't get anybody's
present. I must
present.
Got lost in the mail. Jeez. I'll check on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Our good neighbor of the day is Shonda McDaniel. I'm assuming her name is Shonda.
Shanda.
Okay, of course it is. Shanda. Shanda McDaniel is today's good neighbor of the day for her unwavering dedication and kindness. She works tirelessly while always making time for those around her. Shanda McDaniel will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, if you'd like to send in a good neighbor, we've made it super simple. Text 615-893-1450 with the word neighbor. You'll get a reply. Just tap on that link. You can also get to that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. So that's the good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers. Also, that same phone number, if you call or text this morning between now and 7:30, we'll announce your birthday or anniversary for today or tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, 615-893-1450. Well, several to choose from today, but I'm going to go with just one, John. It's National Barbecue Day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Not like pork, but like barbecuing.
Oh,
you know, like
the
grilling
actual
out
act.
The act of
barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
Our song of the day today is A New York State of Mind. We'll hope you have one here on our song of the day.
Life is defined, I think of crime. When
it's
I'm
rap
in a
song.
New York State of Mind.
And how do you pronounce this? Nas?
I think it's Nas or Nas. I don't know.
Oh, I'm surprised you don't know. Nas.
Is that, that's not Lil Nas X.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm a little earlier than that. We'll be back. It's 6:24.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lundley. Stay weather aware today. Most parts of Tennessee could once again see storm activity. Strong storms with damaging wind are possible. The National Weather Service in Nashville says the tornado threat is low but can't be ruled out. Rain chances will last through the evening. Make sure you have multiple ways to receive weather warnings today, including mobile alerts. And stay tuned to this station for warnings and local weather coverage. A man accused of firing a gun into a KFC restaurant has been arrested. Metro Nashville police say 24-year-old Dante Lewis was taken into custody Wednesday night as he was coming out of a home on Delta Avenue. Lewis was charged for his connection to two armed robberies that occurred Tuesday, one at a gas station and the other at the KFC as employees were inside. Lewis is charged with two counts of aggravated robbery. He's being held in Metro Jail on an $80,000 bond. More news in 30 seconds.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Damage estimates are in following the massive fire that decimated the historic Claiborne Temple in Memphis. According to the Memphis Fire Department, $5.5 million is the estimated damage total. The fire broke out more than 2 weeks ago, and the cause is still under investigation. Memphis Fire says $3 million is estimated in building and vehicle loss, $2.5 million in content loss. Claiborne Temple is stabilized now, and investigators can begin their interior investigation to document evidence. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we are at 627, and we've got another check of the forecast coming up. Also traffic, Good Neighbor events, rewind. And later on in the day, we have the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. You were down on the floor doing something, and I was
trying to straighten this rug up.
I want to see how quick your reflexes were. Pretty good.
Yeah. I was even away from the mic.
You did that from your hind legs. No offense.
I was bent over trying to fix this rug.
You're kind of taking the wolf thing a little too far there with the hind leg thing. You're a tech guy.
Am I?
Yeah, you're a tech guy, and I think you're going to appreciate what I'm fixing to immerse to the crowd.
Is this tech news?
This is no, not really news. These are things that you don't need to do with your battery charger, your cord. Okay. You got it? Never use damaged or frayed charging cables.
True.
Because sometimes you won't get the charge if you don't, right?
And you might get shocked.
You could get shocked, quite possibly. Don't frequently leave devices plugged in overnight. Okay. Oh, I'm guilty of that. I do that every night.
Mine's on a trickle charger, though.
Well, mine is too. Avoid overloading outlets.
Have you looked around this place?
I think this is a misprint. Don't rely on extension cords is what I think they're saying.
Oh.
Yeah. Or don't relay. They may be right.
Have you looked around this place?
Boy, at my house, there's extension cords all over the place.
Power strips.
Yeah. Never use off-brand cables.
Have you ever looked around this place?
Don't ignore signs of overheating. Have you ever looked at this place? Well, I knew that one. Don't leave charging devices on beds or upholstery. I didn't really know that, but you know those batteries do get warm.
They can certainly, yeah.
You remember I had a battery in my I thought was dead, and I put it in my front pocket. I think it was during basketball. And I was coming home. You know, we had changed the battery out in something.
Okay.
And I put it in my phone. I put it in my pocket. And I'm on the way home, and I feel it's getting warm. In fact, it's getting hot. No, it was my hip pocket, not my back pocket, front pocket. It was, and I must have had some change in there. And that change and that battery were interacting with each other. And we're making that thing get hot. And it get hotter and hotter and hotter. And by the time I reached in to get my pocket, I about burned my hand. Got rid of that thing. Have you ever heard that ever happening?
Yeah.
I guess the conduction of the coins.
Could have been more than one battery and they were touching too.
Yeah, well, no, it was just the coins. That's what you get for having Nernies in your pocket. You should never have Nernies in your pocket.
So 9-volt batteries are kind of the worst with
9-volt, that's what it was. It was a 9-volt. I was doing it for you in the radio.
Oh,
yeah.
You could have died.
Yeah, so don't leave your charging devices on beds or upholstery. Avoid excessive device usage while charging, like charging it and.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why, but
like we get asked all the time. Yeah. Hey, can I borrow a plug?
Yeah, don't leave charging devices in the sun or car. That's bad for your phone. Do not charge your devices near water.
Great.
Hey, I think I'll plug that in right here by the pool.
In the shower.
Yeah, and. No, this is one. Stop plugging your AC into an extension cord, electricians warned. they really want it grounded, you know, and I think that's the big thing, you know, having it grounded.
Well, I've done it for 30 years on ball games. Everything's on an extension cord.
Yeah, well, that's true. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Brian.
Yeah, I've broken almost all those rules.
You're a rebel.
I am.
You're a tech rebel. Well, we have got a lot of today in history. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to fly through them. Here we go.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1868, U.S. Senate fails to impeach President Andrew Johnson by one vote. 1929, the first Academy Awards, Wings, wins. In 1939, the U.S. food stamps are first issued in Rochester, New York. 1946, Irving Berlin, the musical Annie Get Your Gun, starring Ethel Merman, and featuring the song There's No Business Like Show Business, premieres.
Business like show business, like no business I know.
In 1961, the 13th Emmy Awards, Jack Benny Show, Raymond Burr, and Barbara Stanwyck all win. Raymond Burr on the Perry Mason Show. In 1966, the Beach Boys released their groundbreaking album, Pet Sounds. In 1975, Wings released Listen to What the Man Said.
That people will find a way to go no matter what the man said.
1981, Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes hits number one.
She'll tease you, she'll unease you.
Stayed on the charts for 9 weeks. You remember that one, don't you?
I do, yep.
Yeah, 1984, here's one you really know. When Doves Cry, the single released by Prince. In 1986, Top Gun premieres with Tom Cruise. In 2019, the last episode of the TV sitcom, The Big Bang Theory. 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew.
It all started with a Big Bang.
This is CBS Rewind.
May 16th, 1966.
Nobody feels any pain.
The release of the Bob Dylan albums. Blonde on Blonde.
But she breaks just like a little girl.
May 16th, 1984.
Dig if you will, the picture.
Prince released the single, When Doves Cry. This date in 1986, the release of the hit movie,
I'm Maverick.
Maverick?
Hot Gun.
Does mother not like you or something?
Starring Tom Cruise.
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Gutsiest move I ever saw.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms are possible in the area today, mainly before noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Lows drop to 67. And then any storms end early on Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. We see a little bit of a slowdown on 840 eastbound at Jefferson Pike there in Rutherford County. THP's on the way to check out and see if that's an accident. It's already increased with that traffic 65 south at Trinity Lane. Still working a couple of wrecks out here. 4500 block of Hardy Pike out in Green Hills area. Also the 900 block at Cherokee Avenue. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu this weekend. Check them out when you order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The Rutherford County Heart Walk is at 8 o'clock this Saturday morning over at Gateway Island. It's near the hospital, behind Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Memorial Day is almost here, and it brings the Healing Fields Flags of Remembrance. It's next to First United Methodist Church, over on Thompson Lane, across from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, this coming Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget, this is the 50th anniversary year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. It's over at the Lane Agri Park. The local Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And happy 50th anniversary to everyone with the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service for making this possible. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It is 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Yesterday, well, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were fiascos with the dad joke.
I wonder why.
Yesterday, you rebounded with a 4.
Yeah.
And now it's our... Do you want me to do the...
I think you have one.
I do. Let me do that. Hold on. I can find it real quickly.
Once again, our resident guest dad jokester, Daryl Rigsby.
Well, now, he sent this in and he said to you, here's your one for Brian.
Okay.
So I'll have to read it, though, because I've already read it. Okay?
Sure.
So you're the judge.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're going to judge Daryl. Daryl's. Now, here's the thing. What you normally do is you kind of, you know, like... Oh, well, it was great. It was a 5. Be honest with this one, okay?
Okay, okay.
I told my doctor I broke my arm in 2 places.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he says, stop going to those places.
Man, what a knee slapper. That's a 20.
It only goes up to 5.
Well, that's a 5 times 20.
It's 100.
Your jokes are amazing, Daryl.
Oh, wow.
CBS News Brief. An estimated 350,000 commuters in the Northeast are stranded this morning.
We were hoping for the best. We're prepared for the worst.
Governor Phil Murphy, after New Jersey transit engineers walked off their jobs just after midnight in a wage dispute. Powerful storms that tore through parts of the upper Midwest have left places like Juneau, Wisconsin, a mess. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
We have a lot of power out here in Juneau, around Juneau, and we have people who are without homes.
Palestinian officials say a new round of Israeli strikes on Gaza today have killed more than 80 people. Dr. Ian Lennon works at a local field hospital.
We're running very short nowadays on simple medical consumables like bandages and wound dressings. Those are certainly things that we're starting to become very short of, although we haven't run out yet.
President Trump skipped Israel in his just-wrapped tour of the Middle East this week. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
New details have emerged in the investigation of Christina Shook Livingston, a 31-year-old Murfreesboro woman whose body was discovered in Henry County. Authorities revealed that a license plate reader in Murfreesboro captured suspect Mark Joseph Odom's vehicle outside the Journey Home, a local nonprofit serving the homeless community. This evidence has further linked Odom to the area shortly before Shook Livingston's body was found more than 2.5 hours away in the Gin Creek Wildlife Management Area. Odom, age 54, of Mansfield, Tennessee, has been charged with criminal homicide and remains in custody at the Henry County Corrections Facility on a $2.5 million bond. Authorities from Murfreesboro Police, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and the Henry County Sheriff's Office continue to collaborate on the case, which has shaken both Rutherford County and Henry County. In other Murfreesboro news, TriStar Stonecrest Medical Center in Smyrna has announced plans to expand emergency care in Rutherford County. The hospital has filed for state approval to construct a freestanding emergency department at the intersection of South Church Street and Warrior Drive. The proposed 11,500-square-foot facility would include trauma care, imaging, and lab services. A separate ambulance base nearby would support patient transport to the main Smyrna hospital. If approved, the $19 million investment would significantly improve emergency response times and healthcare accessibility on Murfreesboro's south side. CEO Louis Caputo emphasized the importance of addressing the region's rapid growth during a press conference in Smyrna. That's all for now. For more local news, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
Middle Point's trying hard to work with local government in order to start a recycling program.
We're ready to make a change there.
The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted partner for high-quality printing with fast turnaround and unbeatable service.
We love to do stuff for the community, for churches, for schools, for nonprofits. We love to get involved with them and partner with them every time we can.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
People know my name, they have my cell phone number, and they can be confident that we'll make sure it gets done right.
Visit PrintworksTN.com. Franklin's Printworks. Print local. Print with confidence.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with...
People who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's the shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Coming up now at 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we've got the news coming up top of the hour. And
the news.
Yeah, that's right after the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf.
That was sad.
That was sad. When I get my expectations up, I think you're going to do something really great. That was pretty good. You're going to lose your voice probably one day doing that.
Probably.
You know. Oh, what a shame. The listeners of WGNS will be just in mourning. Hey, guess what?
What, John?
My daughter and son-in-law went to the Savannah Bananas game the other night.
Oh, I think I saw some Facebook photos.
Thoroughly enjoyable, they said. They are packing like stadiums. I mean, this was at Nissan Stadium. This wasn't at, they started out in minor league ballparks.
Yeah.
But now they're getting some, they're selling out football stadiums. That's how popular they've become.
So it's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, right?
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah. Probably a little bit. They dance. They have a guy on stilts that pitches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty amazing stuff. They have gotten some criticism from some people, but that must be very low because there's billions of people going to see them every year.
I think it's just a different take on it. I mean,
I don't think it's slamming baseball. I think it's a compliment to baseball, actually.
Well, sure.
And some of these guys actually played minor league baseball. Some of the guys.
I mean, I think it's kind of cool. It's to me, it's just like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball and some of the fun things that they do. And I mean, they've got dance routines and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, who do they play?
The Party Animals, the same team.
Okay.
So I think the Party Animals won the game the other night.
That's what I remember.
So they're kind of like the team that used to play the Harlem Globetrotters all the time. But it's always the same guys, so they all travel together.
Okay.
So, you know, they're good buds, you know, kind of thing. What I found interesting, Cam Ward made an appearance at that game.
Did he really?
I'm telling you, I don't know what kind of quarterback he's going to be, but he is going to be a media darling because he always says the right thing. You know, he was out working with the rookies this past week, and you know, he's out there, and they didn't run one right. Said he got the guys together. Let's do that one again, you know, kind of thing. Leadership qualities. I mean, whoever's his agent, I mean, they're working miracles with that guy. I mean, he's really soft-spoken. Have you ever heard him?
I have.
I mean, he's not.
He's not kind of over the top, or, I mean, he's just kind of like a normal guy. Seemingly.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, of course, at the draft, he said, my mama goes to all my games. I mean, she's never missed a game. I mean, it's stuff like that that people eat up, you know.
Well.
And I think it's really true about the guy. I don't think it's a, you know.
It's not put on or a show or anything.
No.
The Titans desperately need something good to happen.
Yes.
Desperately.
And I hope he stays healthy. That's all I can say, because they have nothing behind him. Sorry, whoever your backup quarterback is. Brandon Allen, sorry. But yeah.
I really hope they solidified the line, because that was the problem last year.
Yeah, sure did. Well, you know, I guess we need to celebrate some birthdays, because we've got several today, and we've got a ton for the weekend, too.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes,
stay
indeed.
With me, bro. This is the 16th, yes. William Seward, 1801, American politician. 1905, Henry Fonda, American stage and screen actor. 12 Angry Men, on Golden Pond. He played Frank James, Jesse James and Frank James. A lot of movies. 1919, Liberace, American Emmy Award-winning pianist, showman, and actor. He was a brilliant piano player, and we play the Batman theme. Okay, well, he was in Batman.
He acted in Batman?
He played Chandelier or something like that. Some kind of, he was an evil guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
it wasn't me.
I know who it was. 1938, Ivan Sutherland, American computer scientist, made the sketch pad. 1953, Pierce Brosnan, Irish actor, GoldenEye, Remington Steele.
GoldenEye, I found his weakness.
He always goes to what he likes.
Well,
program director.
I remember Remington Steele. I think that was his breakout role.
1955, Olga Corbett, a gymnast. 1966, Janet Jackson, American pop singer. Oh, that's getting in your territory right there.
Oh, yeah.
A young 25-year-old Janet Jackson singing Nasty Boys. Of course, she's the sister of Michael, born in Gary, Indiana.
She wasn't part of the Jackson 5, though. It was all the boys, wasn't it?
Right. She was on Good Times for a while, for a couple of years, as a little bitty girl, little baby girl.
Huh.
And in 1986, Megan Fox, American actress. She was in all the Transformer movies. She's a model born in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I bet you didn't know that.
I did not.
Megan Fox. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays. Today, Rick Tettelbach, Caitlin Palmer, Kim Howell, Joe Turner, Isabel Candiga, Howard Hill, and Becky Morris have birthdays. Tamara Ann Lester, Lisa Norman, Doug Combs, Helen Young, Nancy DeGennaro, and Reba Garner have birthdays today.
All right, so those are the birthdays for today and tomorrow. If you want to add to that list, 615-893-1450. Join the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today, would you, please?
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms are possible in the area today, mainly before noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight remains mostly cloudy, showers and storms become likely, lows drop to 67, and then any storms end early on Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. Starting to pick up already. 65 south here at Trinity Lane as that traffic builds down through Millersville here in the last few minutes through that section of Sumner County on I-24. Some rain showers could affect your drive in and out of Clarksville here this morning. So be careful looking at the weather radar. Some rain in that area of Montgomery County. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu this weekend. Check them out when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The food's delicious at Adams Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adams Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there, just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This weekend, there's only one destination.
But Death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
And it's not a happy one. Final Destination Bloodlines is in theaters now. It's the sixth film in the horror series that started all the way back in 2000.
The fear is most visceral when you believe that it's actually happening.
It's co-directed by Adam Stein and Zach Lipofsky, who says the practical effects elevates the theater experience.
Because you know that we actually blew that building apart and all that type of stuff. It's something that you want to see in a big theater.
The movie also features the final appearance of Tony Todd, the beloved staple of the franchise who passed away last year.
Only by embracing death will it pass you by.
We miss you, Tony. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us this morning. Please drive carefully out there. Always stay safe and watch all the signs and the school kids, all that. Shanda McDaniel is today's good neighbor of the day for her unwavering dedication and kindness. She works tirelessly while always making time for those around her. Shanda is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Shanda. And if you'd like to send a good neighbor that we can salute, we'll get it in maybe as early as next week for you. Text neighbor, that one word, to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways you can get those names into us, and we'll take care of it once you fill out that web form. Also, same for birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking them for today, the 16th, tomorrow, the 17th. 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Stay tuned. The news from CBS is coming up next in hour number two of The Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Destructive storms.
Still kind of in shock. You just got to keep going.
Major transit strike.
They walked away with 2 hours left to talk.
Life-saving gene editing.
This is mind-blowing, and we should all be very, very excited.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, severe storms packing tornadoes blasted the upper Midwest, leaving nearly 500,000 homes and businesses without power from Minnesota to Indiana. Here's CBS's Lana Zack.
In southern Wisconsin, a suspected tornado carved a trail of destruction through Dodge County. In Juneau, the violent storm peeled the roofs off some homes, obliterated other buildings, and toppled power poles.
I could feel the pressure drop. My ears popped. Kind of like it sucked the air out of the room.
It sent a large tree crashing into Angie Fiore's home, landing on her front porch. Fiore says she's thankful for the community's help clearing up the damage.
It's just amazing just how people just came out and just started cutting trees, you know, for people they don't even know.
From Minnesota to Michigan, more than 400 reports of tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail stretched over 700 miles. In Chicago, severe storms caused a massive delay at Beyonce's Cowboy Carter concert.
Hopefully we'll be covered and okay. Yes. If not, we know to go to the garage.
With hurricane season approaching, CBS's Nicole Skanga reports a review has left a host of questions at FEMA.
Among those challenges identified, FEMA does not understand the intent for this hurricane season, according to that review, including what will FEMA's role be given directives from President Trump and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem to downsize the agency and ongoing staffing shortages.
A scramble this morning for 350,000 commuters from New York City to Philadelphia as New Jersey Transit train engineers have gone on strike in a dispute over wages. Union official Tom Haas.
We completely understand the impact that a strike can and will have on all the commuters of New Jersey. But ultimately, let's be clear. This rests at the feet of New Jersey Transit. They could have avoided this.
The CEO of New Jersey Transit characterized the situation as a pause in the conversations. Well, new information reveals it's not just Newark Airport facing sudden dark radar screens.
The FAA confirms that part of the Denver Air Route Traffic Control Center lost communications for approximately 90 seconds when both primary transmitters went down.
Denver Center, hello.
On liveatc.net, you hear controllers switching to an alternate frequency.
Push over to Denver 118.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes reports President Trump wrapped up his week-long Middle East trip with a sales pitch to the region's oil producers.
Boeing makes the best plane.
The president served as pitchman for U.S. industry this morning as business leaders here in Abu Dhabi did their best to impress.
We're also announcing today our first flight to Charlotte.
Oh, good.
North Carolina. Today, North Carolina.
That's a good place.
This first major foreign trip of Trump's second term was a departure from traditional foreign policy. Instead, it was diplomacy by commerce.
Before leaving the Middle East, Trump said he made a proposal to Iran in negotiations to slow that country's nuclear program. He said Iran has to act fast or, in his words, something bad is going to happen. Now to Istanbul, Turkey, where Russia and Ukraine are holding their first direct peace talks in 3 years. Ukraine's defense minister is taking part, so is an aide to Russian President Putin. Ukraine's accepted a U.S. and European proposal for a full 30-day ceasefire, but Putin has effectively rejected it by imposing several conditions. You're listening to the Friday Morning World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Federal officials are investigating former FBI Director James Comey. CBS's Jake Rosen.
He posted the numbers 8647 spelled out in the sand in an Instagram post.
Trump allies, including top White House official Taylor Budowich, said that the post can be interpreted as, quote, a hit on the sitting president of the United States, said it's deeply concerning to the White House and is being taken seriously.
The New York Times reports the Trump administration yesterday fired nearly 600 employees at the Voice of America, targeting contractors, most of them journalists. The Washington building that houses VOA has been put up for sale. The Trump agenda is wrapped up in a Republican budget bill winding its way through the House of Representatives.
After a trio of committees finalized language on the legislation this week, the House Budget Committee will assemble the package. The measure turbocharges the president's agenda with more funding for the border, energy, and an extension of his 2017 tax cut. But it also slashes spending for Medicaid and food assistance. It's unclear if the measure has the votes to advance out of committee as GOP leaders push to pass the package before the Memorial Day recess. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Army says its big anniversary parade next month, which coincides with President Trump's birthday, could cost up to $45 million. Pentagon officials say military commanders will be told to identify troops in their units who are transgender, then send them for medical checks in order to force them out of the service. Researchers say a Pennsylvania infant has become the world's first patient to undergo personalized gene editing treatment. Here's CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Soon after KJ Muldoon was born last summer, he was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition that is fatal for about half the infants affected. Doctors at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia told KJ's family they could try something that had never been done before. Use a technology called CRISPR to find the one uniquely mutated gene out of 20,000 in his little body and fix it. KJ received 3 infusions to his liver earlier this year.
This is mind-blowing, and we should all be very, very excited.
Brian Brown is an immunologist and bioengineer who heads up gene research at Mount Sinai Medical Center.
We are at day one of the future of how we're going to treat different diseases.
Baby KJ is gaining weight and thriving. So far, there have been no serious side effects.
A Georgia hospital has been using life support for 3 months to keep a brain-dead 30-year-old woman alive over her family's wishes. She's pregnant, and under the state's restrictive abortion law, removing life support is not an option. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
I'm Brian Barrett. Good morning, everybody. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here with us as well as we continue at 7:09 with the Wake Up Crew. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by a Murfreesboro tradition. That's Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms are possible in the area today, mainly before noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Lows drop to 67. And then any storms end early on Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We still see some rain that could affect your drive in and out of Clarksville and parts of Montgomery County. Traffic's on the increase even more. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. Trying to build on Vietnam Vance westbound and Conference Drive as that traffic comes in from Sumner County, leaving Hendersonville, headed towards Davidson County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. You can check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club. Our club.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's gonna be a lovely day.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it is Brian and John here with you this morning.
We got a show to do here. We got a show. The show must go on. Radio.
I love the way John Young says your name, Brian Barrett. A little emphasis.
Yeah, like Brian Barrett. John Dinkins. And then there's Dalton Barrett.
He's an adult. That's what's scary.
And that was only recorded a year ago.
Yeah.
That's what's really scary.
Quit making fun of me.
Ooh. Ooh. Down. Be quiet, boy.
You guys are jerks.
Wow. He's in a bad mood this morning.
Sounds like it. I don't know. How could you be in a bad mood on this special day?
What do you mean? Friday?
Yes, indeed.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey!
It's Friday.
Yes, indeedly do. A Friday. And it's a big weekend. Looks a little rainy, though. But, I mean, it is May. Graduation week. By the weekend, everybody will be have walked across the stage and received their diplomas. And that brings us right into our graduation report. Today's a big day, as three schools will graduate, all at 7 o'clock. At the Murphy Center, it's Blackman. At Life Point in Smyrna, it's Holloway High School in Eagleville. They will have their graduation in the school's gym at 7 o'clock. Now, the rest start MTSU in the Murphy Center. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., it's Riverdale High School. 2:30, Laverne High School, and 7 o'clock, Siegel High School. Graduates will receive their diplomas. And on Sunday at 2:30, Oakland, 7 o'clock, Central Magnet School. And that is your graduation report. We do salute all of this year's high school graduates. Congratulations from WGNS. From myself and from John and from everyone here. It's a big accomplishment.
I guess they'll all be graduated by the time we get back on Monday.
By the time we're here on Monday, for sure.
A lot of teary eyes, a lot of hugging, kissing.
Yeah. Stewart's Creek, Rockvale, and Smyrna have already done so.
Yeah.
So they get, I mean, if you graduated on Tuesday, man, you're home free now.
That's the class of 2025.
Yeah. It's half of the, it's you've got a couple of weeks that you don't have to go to school that everybody else does.
But you have to get ready for the onslaught of college or whatever you're planning on doing in your life. Some people go right to jobs.
True.
You know, some of them have already had part-time jobs that become full-time jobs.
It's time to start adulting for these young people. So,
oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You're going to make all the parents happy driving to work today.
Well, here's something that may make somebody happy out there. I don't know if it does me, but it's our song of the day. It's one of the greatest rap songs of all time, according to Dalton.
Life is defined, I think of crime, when I'm in a New York state of mind.
State of mind. State of mind.
It's a little NAS or NAS or N-A-S, NAS, NAS, New York State of Mind. So,
I bet Bart's enjoying the ride to work and rides around town and hears that.
Yeah. Next week, the greatest hits of Glenn Campbell. You think Wichita lineman's on that list?
It's number one.
I'm just joking.
It's number one on the list that I gave you.
Okay. Oh, I know.
So you've ruined that now. You tricked me into that.
I wanted to ask you about your adventures with Voltaire in jail.
I put it on this morning before I came in.
Did you?
Works good. It really helps. I hate to get promos, but it doesn't help the left knee sometimes when it's sore. Of course, it's not real. The knee, you know, but I did put it on. It seemed to help around the edges of it, you know.
So
it's for arthritis, basically, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm going to start putting – can you put it on your hands?
I don't think you're supposed to.
Okay, but I have fingers that do that pop out and stuff.
Yeah. Do you get a really sharp pain in your knuckle on one finger, on a hand?
Sometimes.
It's my right pointer finger that in the knuckle.
Mine will, if I move them wrong or something, they'll cramp up. It's like they're cramping.
Mm.
And that's painful.
This is like a sharp burning pain in that knuckle. Sometimes.
You have 2 days to live.
I hope more than that.
No, I mean, I think that's a little bit of that.
So I was always, what is that stuff? Biofreeze. Big fan of Biofreeze.
Yeah. Ooh, that smells.
It does smell.
Gosh.
If you put it up to my dog's nose, Skeeter or Ladybug, they'll run the other way. You can chase them off the bed with it. They will not get close to it.
Well, the internet is promoting a new thing that takes care of sleep apnea.
What is that?
It's a little mint. It's a little inhaler that you inhale into your nose.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Seen that.
I forgot what they call it, but
the problem with sleep apnea, from what I've read, it's not necessarily your nose that's the issue.
Right.
It's down in your throat.
Right.
So
some people say that CPAPs don't really work. They alleviate, but they don't fix the problem.
No, I don't think they do fix the problem.
I don't know whether I snore or not, because all I hear is a machine going, you know, but I don't know what they hear. They run pretty quiet.
They do.
And they don't bother the dog.
No.
You know, if I slept, my dog slept with me with a CPAP, I'd wake up and the air would be blowing out of the hose where he chewed it. You know, I'm surprised yours doesn't do that.
No.
Skeeter?
They have their own routine.
Rosie, they sip on the edge of your bed?
Rosie sleeps on the very edge. Ladybug will get on my right side up under the bed sheets. And Skeeter will start out there, and after about 10 minutes or so, he comes crawling out, and he will land right between my legs.
Oh, and that's gosh, where he sleeps. How do you sleep?
And then I'm fighting the dogs for cover all night.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. That's usually what he does.
But you wouldn't have it any other way.
Well,
I've learned to live with it. You know you wouldn't.
He's the not issue, but anyway, I'd rather he sleep somewhere else. Here's some sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Isaac Lohengrin.
On Thursday night, the Denver Nuggets forced a Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals with a 119-107 win over Oklahoma City. Nikola Jokic, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. Jamal Murray added 25. Game 7 on Sunday at Oklahoma City at 3:30 Eastern. In Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Winnipeg Jets shut out the Dallas Stars 4-0. Dallas still leads the series 3-2 and will host Game 6 on Saturday. Earlier Thursday, the Carolina Hurricanes won at Washington 3-1 to win the series 4-1 and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Baseball Thursday night, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Athletics 19-2. Shohei Ohtani, 2 home runs, 6 RBI. He's now tied for the Major League lead with 15 homers. In round one of the PGA Championship, Jonathan Vegas has a 2-shot lead after shooting a 7-under-64.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Game.
Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, May 17th, it's the biggest day of the year at Pimlico Racecourse, and that means one thing. It's time to get your preak on. We got 10 stakes races on the card. Race 8 is the Chick Lang Stakes. 11 3-year-old colts going 6 furlongs on the dirt. We like the number 6, Keep It Easy. Son of Hardspun is trained by Dale Rollins, will be ridden by Junior Alvarado. Race 9 is the Jim McKay Turf Sprint. 5 furlongs on the Maryland grass. We also like another Dale Roman trained horse here, the number 6, Coppola. He's a gutsy gate-to-wire type horse. Race 10 is the Sir Barton Stakes. 9 3-year-old males going to mile 16th on the dirt. We're taking a swing with the number 2, Best Friend Rocket. Son of Curlin is trained by Dwayne Lucas. Race 12 is the Dinner Party Stakes. Mile 8th on turf. You got 13 male runners. We like the number 9, Irish Aces. Kentucky Downs graduate is trained by Brendan Walsh. Race 13 is the big boy, the $2 million Preakness Stakes, 9-horse field, mile and 3/16 on the dirt. The number 2, Journalism. He's the class of the field, trained by Mike McCarthy. He's got to be the top pick. Put him in an exacta box with the number 7, Sandman, trained by Mark Cassie. Our long shot play in this race is the number 9, Gosger, for trainer Brendan Walsh. Let's put those three in a superfecta box with the number 6, River Thames, for trainer Todd Pletcher. Remember, got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's 7:22, and being a Friday, it's time for what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
All right. What we're watching. Do you know who Elena Thompson is, John?
Don't think so. I probably know if you tell me who she is.
Well, she went by the name of Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah. Why didn't you say that?
Well, I wanted to see if you knew Elena Thompson. I didn't either. She has got that has premiered or will premiere tomorrow, and it's a new movie called I Was Honey Boo Boo. It's going to be on Lifetime tomorrow, and it's all about her life as Honey Boo Boo. She's an adult now, obviously, and what it was like growing up with mom, and I think it's kind of a little tell-all type of thing. That was kind of the start of some reality television with Honey Boo Boo, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Rich Eisen is returning to ESPN after 20 years. He was with the NFL Network and has his own talk show. I think it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be a talk show.
It's going to be like his thing, though, probably, but just on ESPN?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is. But that's pretty amazing after 20 years.
Yeah. They've been getting rid of folks over there. Kind of.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
A little Yellowstone news. It's a spinoff of Yellowstone, and it's called Y Marshals. So I guess the Y stands for Yellowstone. And it's going to be on CBS. And it's got Luke Grimes, who played Casey Dutton in Yellowstone. He is back in the saddle again. And CBS announced that it had officially ordered the new Yellowstone spinoff starring Luke Grimes as part of its mid-season lineup. It's currently titled Y Marshals, and it's going to follow the events of the Yellowstone series finale. So he's going to reprise his role as Casey Dutton, but he is it's him being, I guess, a marshal within that series. Taylor Sheridan is going to be an executive producer of that.
The NBC has announced some cancellations.
Uh-oh.
The Hunting Party and Brilliant Minds were both renewed. I've not seen those. But the news wasn't anywhere near as good for these shows. Lopez versus Lopez is canceled. Night Court, the revival, has been canceled. Found, who was like their number one show 2 years ago, has lost its being canceled. The Irrational and Suits LA. And the reason they were having to cancel more than usual, the NBA is coming back to NBC. So they're going to have NBA Tuesdays.
Interesting.
So I don't know what they'll have in between, probably game shows or something. But, you know, the network television, the landscape of network television is changing so much. You're seeing a lot more sports. During the daytime, you'll see a soccer game on CBS sometimes. NBA Tuesdays, I know they're dabbling into sports on a weeknight kind of thing more and more. So they'll have the Sunday night football. NBC will have Sunday night football. And then after football's over, of course, basketball takes over. So they'll have NBA Tuesdays. I don't know how they're going to make that super popular, but evidently they figure getting that portion of an audience is probably better than putting their regular shows on, I would think.
Huh.
So that's I'm kind of glad to going back to NBC. It hasn't been on. It's been, you know, on, I think,
TNT.
ESPN, TNT and all that.
Yeah.
And I think they're still going to be there, but NBC's going to have it kind of a special thing for it.
You know, I just started watching Suits LA. That stinks.
Yeah, it's just 1 year. Come February 2026, a second night of NBA action will occupy Sundays, where any combo of midseason dramas and reality TV usually air. Cheaper.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I see the day where on network TV we will not have any dramas on the air. You'll have game shows, you'll have reality shows, and you'll have sports. I see that coming. I'm predicting that.
Yeah, paying actors and stuff is hard. You know, there was some scuttlebutt about, after 60 years on ABC, whether General Hospital was going to stay on. Because there had been some talk that it was going to become like a Hulu or Disney only type of thing, kind of like what they did with Days of Our Lives in 2022, I think it was. But according to Disney Television Group, they are going to keep the soap opera on daytime on ABC.
Well, you know, I think Days of Our Lives has been pretty successful on Peacock, I think.
I think it has,
too. Yeah, so... And it's a little grittier, you know, on Peacock. So I don't know what the future of soap operas, but CBS has that new one out, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so that may be it. We'll see. All right, 728.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30, Friday morning, May the 16th, here from the Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday this morning to Rick Tettelbach, Kaylin Palmer, Kim Howell, Joe Turner, Isabel Candiga, Howard Hill, and Becky Morris. Tomorrow, Ann Lester, Lisa Norman, Doug Combs, Helen Young, Nancy DeGennaro, and Reba Garner all have birthdays tomorrow.
Yeah, those are the names we had coming into the morning now. So if you've called or text, we've got those added to the list. If you haven't, now is the time to add your birthday or anniversary for today or tomorrow to the Slick Pig Barbecue birthday list. And we'll announce them coming up here in about a half an hour. Somebody's going to walk away with the banana pudding.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms are possible in the area today, mainly before noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Lows drop to 67. And then any storms end early on Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase. I-40 over here as you come past Donaldson Pike through the Hermitage area, as well as it cranks up leaving Wilson County towards Nashville on I-40, especially through the Mount Juliet area. Could experience some rain showers in the Clarksville-Montgomery County area. Some pretty nasty thunderstorms just north of that in Kentucky. If you're headed on I-24, headed that way, be careful. Lots of nasty thunderstorms. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online. Line at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In a crime that seems pulled from a fashion blooper reel, a man robbed a vape and smoke shop at the intersection of East Northfield Boulevard and North Tennessee Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Though nearly unrecognizable in all black clothing, complete with a hood, zipped up collar, and gloves, he left behind one glaring oversight: pristine white tennis shoes. The suspect stole cash, items from the store, and the clerk's wallet before fleeing. Murfreesboro police shared that the man was captured on camera, and they are urging the public to assist in identifying him. Anyone who recognizes the outfit or the shoes is encouraged to contact Detective Claiborne at 629-201-5550. Meanwhile, Rutherford County pet owners should stay alert as officials raise warnings about the New World Screwworm, or NWS, a potentially devastating invasive pest. State veterinarian Dr. Samantha Beatty warns that the larvae of this fly feed on the living tissue of warm-blooded animals, causing painful infected wounds. While eradicated in the U.S. decades ago, recent activity in Mexico has raised concerns over reintroduction, especially given Tennessee's position along major trade and wildlife corridors. Domesticated pets, livestock, and even humans are at risk. Residents are urged to inspect animals regularly and to report non-healing wounds or visible larvae. Veterinarians and state officials stress that early detection is key to preventing the spread of NWS in Rutherford County and beyond. Suspected cases should be reported immediately to the state veterinarian's office or the USDA. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise,
I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Lick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken. Brunswick stew. Great sides. Lunch specials. Down home atmosphere. And they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 7:35 on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. And it's time for trivia. This morning, we are going to battle Beatles trivia.
Beatles trivia.
Beatles trivia.
I wanna hold your hand.
Mm-hmm. Question number one. Which Beatles haircut was so mop-tastic it swept the world off its feet? Was it the buzz cut, the mop top, Shaggy, or the mod cut?
I'm going to go with mop top.
Mop top, and that is correct.
Whoa, got one.
Characterized by its straight collar length style with bangs.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly today.
Yeah. Which sunny color was the submarine that the Beatles sailed under the sea?
Oh, you got this one.
Was it blue, green, yellow, or orange?
Come on, you got it.
I think it's yellow submarine.
Yeah.
That is right.
I just want you to feel, participate.
Thanks. Which Beatles song had fans shouting, yeah, 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 and became their first UK million-dollar seller? Was it Help? Was it She Loves You? Was it I Want to Hold Your Hand? Or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Sing along with me. She loves you, yeah.
Released in 1960.
Ooh.
Three.
Yeah.
63.
Now, you didn't know that. You
I did
read
not.
That. Yeah, I want the fans to know that, not some Beatle.
I'm not a connoisseur of the Beatles. How many UK number one albums did the Beatles have? UK number ones. Was it 3, 10, 14, or 15?
Ooh.
Not US number ones. I think it's probably going to be in the double digits for sure.
I don't know that it's... if I were to take a guess... They were more popular in the U.S., weren't they, than they were in England?
Maybe, I think.
I don't know. I'll take a stab at 10.
The correct answer was 15.
Ah.
Record-breaking achievement, apparently. John Lennon's partner, came from which country known for sushi and samurai? Was it Chinese, Japanese, American, or Martian?
Japanese.
That is the correct answer. We're talking about Yoko Ono. Which Thriller of an 80s megastar moonwalked his way into owning 250 Beatles songs?
Michael Jackson.
So it wasn't Madonna, Prince, or Ronald Reagan?
No, it's Michael Jackson. Come on, move on. I got it, man.
He bought the rights for $47.5 million, by the way.
Yeah, I think Paul's still a little not bitter, but...
How many times did the Beatles top the UK singles chart more than you can count on both your hands and feet? Is it 12, 18, 3...
Wait, I'm still counting the fingers. 5, 10,
or 17.
15, 20. What were the numbers again?
More than you can count on both hands and feet.
Okay.
12, 18, 17, or 3. So that takes 3 out.
Yeah. 5, 10. We have how many toes? 5 toes?
Well, you got 10, so that's 20, so 20. I don't understand.
I don't either. What's the answer?
The answer is 17.
Okay.
That was a weirdly worded question.
Yeah, that was.
Name John Lennon's son with Cynthia, who inspired the classic Beatles tune, Hey Jude. Was it Paul, Julian, Sean, or Superman?
Julian.
Julian, correct. Born in 1963.
He had a couple of hits too. Volate was one of his big songs.
Which Beatle did Patty Boyd marry?
He might George have Harrison.
Whispered something in her ear. George Harrison is correct. One more to clear the board. In 1965, the Beatles met the King, but which American rock and roll royalty was it? Bigfoot, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, or Johnny Cash?
I think it was Elvis.
It was Elvis. In 1965, during their second U.S. tour.
We know our Beatles.
That's Beatles trivia.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a wrap-up.
Wrap-up of the show.
I didn't know
show.
You were coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of hesitated there.
No, I was gathering my
but
thoughts.
But you know how prepared I was? If only my mic had been on.
Well, I hadn't turned them on yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Wasn't ready.
You probably need to have my mic turned on in case you pass out or something.
That's not going
to
happen.
I don't know how to turn the thing on.
Of course not.
What do you mean by that? It's not because I don't want to learn.
1659 in the books here.
Well,
about
you want anybody up near it.
On a Friday, May the 16th, let's see. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, by the way. With over 3,600 miles of fiber, United Communications delivers perfect reliability across the region. Find out more at mte.com/internet. Want to say good morning to Shanda McDaniel, our good neighbor of the day today, for her unwavering dedication and kindness. She works tirelessly while always making time for those around her. Shanda McDaniel receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That's today's good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
I can't remember which I did. Oh, you did it today.
Yes, I did.
I'd forgotten about that.
Sorry.
This is a Daryl Rigsby knee slapper, man. Good one.
You really thought it was that good?
Yes.
Okay.
Made me chuckle.
Here we go. I told my doctor I broke my arm in two places.
That sounds serious.
Yeah, he said stop going to those places.
Replay.
Replay.
Perfect.
Daryl, your jokes are amazing.
Your jokes are amazing.
Your jokes are amazing.
Your jokes are amazing.
Yeah.
Daryl got...
Just Daryl's.
Yeah, three up. Yep. Scored a 20 today out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that good?
Pretty soon it'll be the wake-up crew with Daryl Rigsby. I know who we'll get rid of.
Maybe we'll have that, you know, that breakfast show or something. Doesn't he have a group that he goes and powwows with?
Oh, yeah, it's an interesting group. And we could have Brett on, too. You know, little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl's not his father. Daryl's his brother. I know you've said that many times.
Brett, I'm not your father.
You've said that many times, and I just didn't want to bring it on the air. But, you know, you've said many times, Daryl looks like Brett's father. That's what you said.
Well, I mean, Daryl's so young.
No, that's not what you said.
That is what I said. I think you're the one who's twisting that.
Oh, no. I know how old Daryl is.
Do you?
He's old.
Wow. That was John, by the way.
He's old.
What did we learn today?
We're
good at Beatles. You're good at Beatles trivia.
Dalton, do you have any notes? Oh. Yeah, we did great at Beatles trivia. And one of the questions didn't make any sense.
I'm doing pretty good, John.
Things not to do when you're charging the phone. Well, that was, I thought, very, very informative.
Yeah, don't put batteries in your pocket.
And you did every single one of them.
Pretty much.
You've done every single one of them. You violated it.
Don't put batteries in your pocket.
And then you hum and hawed around about something you watched or something, about the Yellowstone or something. So I tuned you out.
It's a new spinoff.
New spinoff, yeah, with Casey Dutton.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be a marshal.
Yep.
You think they're going to run that in the ground a little bit? Do you think that's going to be?
I mean, it was so wildly popular.
Have you watched every one of those things, 1923 and?
Yep.
You watched the prelude.
1883.
Yeah, 1883.
And they're coming up with an 1844, I think. So they're kind of hitting all the generations, I think.
Of a fictional family. Okay, all right. Well, yeah.
It's kind of like a. It's
like historic.
And a Western. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But that's our Westerns today. Cheyenne, Cheyenne. Yeah,
much different from that, for sure.